Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Sa buong mundo, 31% sa mga kababaihan mula edad 15 hanggang 49 anyos o 850 milyong babae ang nakakaranas ng physical o sexual abuse. Yan ang lumabas sa pag-aaral ng World Health Organization mula sa 158 na mga bansa.
Violence against women is not just criminal. It has long-lasting implications for the physical, mental, sexual, and reproductive health of women. Injuries, depression, anxiety, unplanned pregnancies, and sexually transmitted infections, including HIV, are just some of the health issues that survivors of violence must live with.
Sa pag-aaral ding ito, lumabas na isa sa apat na mga teenager na may karelasyon ay nakakaranas na ng pang-aabuso bago pa man ang kanilang 19 na kaarawan. Pero ang katotohanan, mas marami pa ang biktima ng sexual abuse kaysa nitong lumabas na resulta dahil karamihan sa mga biktima ay tikom ang bibig. Dahil yan ang kulturang kinagisnan. Ayon sa author na si Claudia Garcia Moreno, kailangang bigyang pansin ng gobyerno ang isyu ng kahirapan na naging sanhi para mabilanggo ang isang babae sa isang mapang-abusong relasyon.
I think these numbers are very shocking and really are sort of a wake-up call for governments to be doing much more to prevent this violence. And prevention entails actions at many different levels and in many different sectors. It's not one intervention that is going to help solve the problem. We need to address women's access to education and economic empowerment and access to paid employment.
Mula taong 2000 hanggang 2018, tumaas ang bilang ng mga biktima. Nagpapalala pa nito ang pandemya.
There is certainly cause for concern because a lot of the risk factors that we know are associated with the increases in violence, financial stress, loss of livelihood, economic issues, additional stress with the children at home, people having to live in confined spaces for long periods, etc. These are all things that we know can contribute to exacerbating an already existing violent situation. So We do have concerns about this.
Dito sa Australia, lumalabas na lumobo ang bilang ng mga biktima ng pang-aabuso. Ayon kay Alison Howarth, ang Clinical Engagement Manager sa Crisis Support Service 1-800-RESPECT, ebidensya nito ang pagtaas ng karagdagang 100,000 tawag na kanilang natatanggap mula pa noong nakaraang taon.
So there was a massive increase and we do attribute a lot of that to COVID-19, and a lot of people were telling us that they had experienced domestic violence for the first time, and the way that people were contacting did change as well. So, for example, a lot more people would use web chat as a form of being able to contact while not being overheard, and a lot more at night when their partner would be asleep.
Ayon sa Queensland-based service na DV Connect, maliban sa pagtaas ng bilang ng tawag na kanilang natatanggap para magpasaklolo, mas malubha din ang karahasang kanilang naitatala dahil sa pandemya. Sumang-ayon naman si Chief Executive Beck Connor sa World Health Organization na kailangang may economic support ang mga biktima para bigyan sila ng kapangyarihan na iwanan ang mapang-abusong relasyon at tumayo sa sariling mga paa.
There's an increased concern around stable and affordable housing options and including access to jobs, meaning that some women are actually forced to choose between homelessness or returning to their abuser.
Ayon kay Howarth, simple lang ang solusyon sa ganitong problema. Kailangang maipakita ng mga magulang sa mga anak sa loob ng kanilang tahanan ang tunay na pagmamahal at respeto sa bawat isa na siyang kailangan sa isang masayang relasyon.
Children will always do what you do, not what you say. So they're living with role models who are practicing unhealthy relationship styles or using violence or power imbalance in a relationship, that's what they will find comfortable because that's normal to them, no matter how much they get told that respect and consent and healthy relationships are important, they will go back to what they've seen as normal in their growing up.
Kung sino man o may kakilalang biktima ng pang-aabusong sexual, domestic or family violence, tumawag sa 1-800-RESPECT o 1-800-737-732 o sa Lifeline 131-114. Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Lucy Morey at isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.